And Senator Graham, I am trying to kind of home in on what is the immediate threat to the homeland? Because there are a number of people saying it's not really not an immediate threat, has to be dealt with. It's a threat to the region, but it's not an immediate threat to the U.S.
Well, I would argue that the intel that we've been provided in Congress is that there are hundreds of American citizens holding U.S. passports. There are European citizens going to the fight that can penetrate America by having European U.S. passports. A lot of jihadists have flocked to the area. They've expressed the will to hit the homeland. That's part of their agenda, is to drive us out of the Mideast. Do they have the capability to hit the homeland? I would say yes. It's about time now to assume the worst about these guys rather than underestimating them. They're not the JV team anymore. They're the most prominent terrorist organization in the world, but they're not the only one. They're in competition with the other jihadist groups, and the gold medal will be awarded to the group that can hit America. They're fighting for status with al-Qaeda, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, al-Nusra. All of these guys are bidding for future recruits and status, and the gold medal goes to the one that can hit us here at home. To those who underestimate this threat, you do so at America's peril.